Actually, I was going to ask you about hormonal therapy of ovarian cancer, but before we get to that, just to get back to Dr. Kotz's case, so she actually got treated with Doxil, and after three cycles had a 10% reduction in tumor size by CT, was feeling good. Her CA-125 also went down. She had three more cycles, CT stable. She's asymptomatic. What do you do in that situation?
What I tell patients is we will keep you on this therapy. We will definitely stop it for one of two reasons. One is that your disease progresses. That's sort of a no-brainer. The second is if you have intolerable toxicities, that's also kind of a no-brainer. The bigger issue then becomes if we stop and the patient's not in a CR, what's the chance that they're going to start to grow pretty quickly? If they start to grow, what's the chance that reintroducing the drug induces a response again? I mean, we know that what's there is what has survived the drug to date. So we certainly do offer patients drug holidays when they need it for toxicity purposes. I've just always cautioned patients, you know, if you stop and you have less than a CR, I can't guarantee that this treatment's going to work for you when we have to restart it at some point in the future. Occasionally you get surprised and people hang out for a long time. And certainly that happens. I just try to caution patients. The reason we do this for people is so they can live their lives and do what they want to do. And if they've got something that's really important that they want to do, I think they should go do it. As long as they understand what the potential risks are.
He wanted to bring up a couple of possibilities and see what you thought about. One, continuing Doxil at the same dose, but maybe a longer interval.
You know, certainly most of our patients will tell us the last week before they come in for chemotherapy is the week when they feel the best. So you can make an argument that by increasing the time between treatments that you will give patients the best quality of life. I certainly have done that in patients where there's concerns about sort of non-hematologic toxicities that you don't necessarily have to hold treatment for, but that they're getting that sort of cumulative, tough to quantify fatigue factor and some other factors.
How do you find patients in this situation doing on Doxil specifically?
I have to say, I actually have had a couple of patients on liposomal doxorubicin that I've treated for quite a long period of time, up to 18 months. I had one lady who developed recurrent primary peritoneal cancer, which is really the same as ovarian cancer, and had an intercurrent diagnosis of breast cancer. And so I was feeling like, well, you know, anthracycline, at least it makes a little bit of sense. So, and it took her a really long time, you know, her CA-125 dropped 20 points every time I treated her. So we kept her on for probably 18 months until she was really in a CR. We had to drop the dose and we had to go to 5-week intervals because of the mild but cumulative hand-foot syndrome. But I think if it's tolerated and you can make the regimen a little bit better tolerated by modifying the dose or modifying the schedule, we're not in a situation where we're curing patients and we're trying to balance that quality of life with therapeutic efficacy. And I think you have to be flexible.